but she runs through the dark place and started to run through a field. Then she met a minister of her earlier church, so both of them went towards the place of rapture. There was a long queue waiting, and the rapture was taking place. One girl giving ticket and smiling at people at the entrance. So gradually people were moving towards the place where the time came, and she got a ticket, and the minister did not get a ticket at the rapture. Then he got up and told the minister concerned and the others, and found out that minister was falling away and became an ungodly person. One day she went to a different church and sat down on a bench and saw a girl on her side, and she asked her to dress herself. So the girl looked down, and when she looked on the floor, she saw a big hole in the ground. Then the minister came and started to preach. Then the minister came and held her hand and took her in the front. Then the minister took the Bible she brought from her home and started to open and turn the leaves. When he turned the leaf of the Bible became black. So she started to crumble. "What you are doing, you are making my Bible dirty." So no reply, and it continued. So she got the Bible and came outside, and two sisters waiting outside, and she invited them, but they did not come. So she came back and sat down. Then the minister came and took her by the hand and took her Bible and started to open. Then the leaf started to become black again. Then she got up. Later she found out that the sister she saw left the church. Her child got sick as well. She showed me in the Bible in the house, and she showed me what was the dream. She came to the church. This revelation was received on 25th of April this year. And she told us in the church on the 29th of April. She came to the church, and the public of the church was in front, and the man was making some arrangements. When the man, whom she could not recognize, who was and which nationality he belongs, so he was asked her to get to the side, near the place where I was sitting, that's now our member. Then the man came and asked her to put the wine glass around, so she started to do it. She was wondering what's going on. Many people started coming to the place now, and she recognized a wedding is going to take place. So she was looking for the bride and the refreshment, and she could not find the bride, and the wedding was about to begin. So she asked that man, "Where are the refreshments?" The man said to her, "Go next door and bring a cake." Actually, there is no house next door. She went to the house and asked for the cake. So the people in that house gave her a book. So she said, "I don't want to have a book. I want to have a cake." Then the person in the house said, "This is the cake. And this book, take it." When she got and returned, and he found herself in a big field, and a lot of people were there. All element filled with one person was there, and he filled the whole place. He sent down a tube made out of glass and magnet. The one on the clouds sent it to the earth over the people. The tube was passing over everybody, but did not pick anybody. She understood that this was the rapture. She asked, "Why is not picking us up?" The voice said, echoed, "That you are all too heavy." So the tube was going above. So the person filled all with elements come down in flesh and in common. And he said, "You all are too heavy." She turned and said, "Is that too little? There are two little children are also too heavy." The man said that you are all too heavy, and he left. And before he left, he said that he will come again. Then she said to everybody that the Lord is coming again. Everybody started changing in their night dresses. I turned and woke up. It was 2 p.m. Then when I slept, she saw that I was telling in the church to the pastor. This was eyewitness to the member Vasea when she told all the people.
After this testimony of Sister Paul at the service, the minister urged everybody of total dedication.
This was a few days ago.
Okay. Then the minister said that the coming Sunday, this Sunday, we are going to have a fast and a prayer all day. The entire congregation is in the church. That is the 6th of May 79. Then the minister said that divine intervention is to happen by the Holy Spirit to move the hearts. The next evening when I was with them in a prayer meeting, I was asked to testify something. I reminded the revelation and urged everyone not to be earthly bounded and to be prepared to follow the Christ when he comes. The minister later said, the dream is not to be ignored and waited. Everyone to seriously remember the dream.
So this is what came today. So the entire congregation is waiting for the Lord coming back on this coming Sunday. Isn't it wonderful? The sender is just around the corner. That's the house with the cake. So I wanted to give you the latest good thing which came just tonight before I came to you. I felt strongly it can inspire you. Huh? Thank you so much. Huh? Yeah, ask me to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we are always so overjoyed to feel the spirit of our true parents. Father, will you us bring closer every minute to the heart of true parents, that we can spread out the wonderful heart and the spirit wherever we go. Father, please form us and lead us. Father, we are so unworthy, and we are only second and third choice in this dispensation because the first choice did not understand your calling. Please, will you form us every day and train us, said truly, when we end our training here, that we can take care for many people. Father, we are so unworthy even to learn about you and to really represent you. But you have called us with your tears. Every day we experience you a little more. Father, once when we have tasted your love and your guidance, we will truly never leave you again. Father, we thank you for this hour here in the evening that you have guided us. Please, will you lead us in the next days to come, that soon we can fulfill our serious mission. Father, that true parents can have trust and confidence, each one of us. Father, we pray that soon, all over the globe, people from all nations, mighty people, and people of leading capacity, will become the members and the followers of the living Christ. Father, we pray that all our effort may help that in the given time the true parents will be accepted in the world. O Father, and we only pray that in the given time all what you want will be fulfilled. Please be with us and give us your guidance. All of this we pray in the most powerful and glorious name of our beloved true parents. Amen.
Enjoy
this evening? Yes. Okay. Let's give a big hand. And outside again 20 or 25,000. So we had to perform outside again during the film whilst running inside.
Incredible. In Busan, we had to make ashamed members to hold, not that the people pushed the doors in.
I couldn't believe anymore anything. Can you imagine thousands of people pushing in the doors, listening to Father? Because always Father spoke, and then on the third day, Colonel Park spoke.
So we went through 9 cities of Korea.
9 cities. And every one of us had most deepest experience. It's the Korean family, Korean people. It is indescribable, our home country. So beautiful, so loving, and so serving. Not only the family members, just every person.
And we went exactly the same 9 cities as Father went in his personal Day of Hope tour many years ago. Exactly the same 9 cities. And I met, perhaps you know, we call him always the small Mr. Che, Tiger Che, which is now in Japan. He told me once, he said, "Do you know what you're doing? I went with Father many years ago, same city. I painted myself the posters. Each city we put 40 posters on. I gave the Day of Hope Festival 3 times a day, each one 3 hours. The Father was always the first visitor sitting down just before me. When we had 15 people, this was much. And he said, "You know, I had to teach the Day of Hope Festival. Sometimes I got very tired. And when I got tired, I just had a look at the Father before me. He was crying and praying all the 3 hours, full of tears. This gave me the power to continue." So the small Mr. Che told me this. He did the same thing. This is also the reason why on one city, city of Incheon, famous city of landing of MacArthur, Father had to go for some reason away from Korea. He, the Mr. Che, could do the festival. So, a very outstanding way was in Korea. And then we finished the 9 cities. And then, we came back to Korea in the training center. And I wanted so much that Father speaks to the members. So we invited Father. And very strange. Father met with some leaders next to the training center in a room, some Korean leaders. And the members all were gathering in the training center singing. And I was also invited to come there. I was the only Western. And because of working with the Colonel Park so many years, usually when we had meetings, he gave me in a few words the contents, what happened. I was sitting there, and all the Korean leaders, discussion goes on and goes on, and I said, "Colonel Park, what's going on?" "Psst." The members waiting. "What shall I do?" "Colonel Park, what's going on? I must at least know." "Psst." "Okay, patient." So then, after a while, Father stands up and he tells all the leaders in Korean, "You do this and you do this." Then, big festival. I said, "What means big festival?" "Big rally, 1 million.
1 million?
Okay. My first reaction was, "This doesn't concern our team. It's just a Korean rally." "Okay, big rally. Good." And then, "You organize 200 trains and you do the music arrangement and you do this." I hear this translation. "Okay. It's a Korean rally. Wonderful. But when do we go back to Japan?" This was in my mind. Then in the end, Father looked at me and I said, "Father, can I just ask one question? What role will play now this team? I mean, actually we are supposed to go back. Oh, he said, going back? This team will play the major role. I said, what is? Oh, very simple. Together with the Korean family, you do the rally. I said, Father, yeah, rally, in how many days? Oh, we have not too much time. 18 days. What, please? In 18 days, over 1 million people in a country who don't speak the language. I said, Father, that's really a thing on faith. And this has nothing to do anymore with any logic. And Father smiled and said, yes, that's really a thing on faith. Then he went to the members, then he explained to the members. And whenever in my life, in Divine Principle, I have learned something can be fulfilled on faith, I think this was the Yodorali. The members really slept 2 hours in the night. We really pushed them as hard as we could. There were so many conditions made, and nobody knew what will happen. The churches, the Christian churches, they were praying day and night against us, that it doesn't work. We had such a spiritual battle to overcome, you have absolutely no idea. 40 members, leaders made special condition, most special, that this works. And then the day came. I look. Rain. Started impossible. On this day, rain. Then, same thing came back to me. Just have faith. And in the morning, we gathered all with our team, and said, just have faith. They looked at me. Yes, that's just what we have to have. We went to the Yoido Plaza. What shall I tell you? The rain comes down all over, except the big place where the meeting takes place. All over Seoul, rain, except this place. Didn't you see? That's very special. And then we had this powerful speech of Father, you know from the film. And really, all the members were so excited. You know, when we were in Japan, I asked many times our members, how much are you ready to give your life for the two parents? Already in Los Angeles, I asked, and there were only very few raised their hand very carefully. I said, you know, perhaps 10 or 15. This will surely change. In Japan, it had already changed. I mean, at least half were ready. But on the Yoido rally, on this campaign, I think there was not a single person anymore who would have doubted 1 second not to give his life. So this Yoido rally, knowing the urgency, knowing how the One Pilgrim prepared everything to come down on the 60th anniversary, knowing that everything depends on us, knowing all these things, really brought us so determined to the two parents. So, then I asked Father 1 day or 2 days before the rally, I said, Father, you know, I have one request. In case if this works, and in case if we really have success, he said, sure we have success. Okay, in case we have success, then I have one request. Can this entire team have 1 day off and do what they want? To experience now the soul and the family as they like. Oh yes, he said, sure, can do. Then Tari went on and had success. Next morning, said to the members, today, no schedule. Also, I told you, you do what you want today. And next morning, I asked you, what did you do? And you said something very unusual. I went some streets along, and there was some mother sitting with her child. And he couldn't speak English. Transmitted could not speak Korean.
But he felt this must be family members.
He couldn't make it.
She invited her.
There was no phone this way. There was no television. There was nothing.
They sat together
all day. A Korean lady and her child spoke in Korean about fast.
The American sister spoke about it in English, but fast.
They had the deepest connection ever. The evening came the husband. They spoke in two different languages. And had the most deepest meeting.
And yet, Queen family, and this I heard from many times, gave them most precious things, most precious pictures, as it came along. So departure has been under tears. Departure has been under tears.
So I am sure
the sister will never forget this day. This was the 3 day. Many of these experiences people have fallen.
So afterwards, we returned then to Japan.
Unfortunately, we had a terrible accident which has cost several lives. Fortunately, no members. Just Kusanti. Shortly. What is Kusanti?
I think 5 or 6 lives cost. Yeah, was the last payment. Then we went back to Japan, and really, with this Korea experience and Japan experience from before, the team became very powerful. When we left Korea, I think there was not one who was not in tears. You remember? Then the time came, after a while, we went again over Japan, that the members had to go home. I had to send the Europeans back to Europe, and then another time the Americans to America. On the airport in Tokyo, same situation happened. Departure, full in tears. I had 2 members, 2 sisters, they couldn't find their passport. American sisters. In Tokyo of the airport. They were praying on the airport desperately that this passport never could be found because they wouldn't leave the Orient. So, also with me something happened in the middle of the campaign. Japanese family gave me a little apartment in Tokyo. I was in my apartment. A telephone call. Again, Colonel Park on the telephone. Colonel Park works so long with me, he has a certain language with me. It's very personal. If he has something important, he starts always this way. Oh, Rainer, how are you? Oh, very well. Sure. You know, he has also everything very well. Then there's a silence. I said, so, Colonel Park, how are your parents? Oh, they're fine. Then I feel, now I better sit down. Father is just standing beside me.
Oh. Now we have to be. Now it's game. That's coming.
Yes, and Father feels.
Did Colonel Park? What he feels?
He feels. You should better come back to America.
I said, Colonel Park, that's really something. Must I really come back in this America after this wonderful Japan and wonderful Korea?
Yes, he feels so.
Okay. I feel so.
I said, you know, my heart. But, I mean, this means not tomorrow, no? No, he said, this means day after tomorrow. He said, Colonel Park, leave me at least a little bit longer in this Japan. I just cannot. This is cruel. We cannot do this. So then, finally, Father agreed, I think 1 week or 10 days later, I returned into the New York.
And when I came to New York, I was so many times in New York that like 10,000 cold showers came down.
I remember Mr. Sudo, rock bottom of hell. Yes.
Ken Sudo, you're right.
Rock bottom of hell. Anyway, I go.
No problem.
So then, to make a long story short, in New York,
He came to Yankee Stadium. He came to New York Hotel. And then came the Washington Monument. And you know, all campaigns I could help. And during the preparation of Washington Monument, Father put me in charge of the New York Hotel restoration. This was very exciting, very big. But every day, every morning I woke up, now comes the biggest holly, and Father forgot me. I don't know. Anyway, I do my job in the New York Hotel. Every morning, same. One day more, Washington Monument approaches. Father must have forgotten me. Does he have? 42 days before the Washington Monument, midnight, 1:30 or 1 o'clock, telephone call. It was the Colonel Hahn on the telephone. He said, you know, actually, you will hear it tomorrow morning, but I think it's okay, you know. I always like to inform you a little before. He just talked with Father. Oh, I said, it's nice, and what's coming up? Father wants it tomorrow morning. Yes. Tomorrow morning, but yeah. You go to Philadelphia. You know Philadelphia so well, no? You have done 2 campaigns already. You go to Philadelphia. And then how about the Washington campaign? I was jumping up to the ceiling. Finally, Father did not forget me. I was so happy. I cannot tell you. I just jumped in the car in the middle of the night, went to Philadelphia. Because I was so happy that Father really gave me the chance, also in the last campaign, to be there. But you, can you understand me? Because so many campaigns, and then the most important. So then came the Washington Monument. And we had very, very important things, experience in the Washington Monument. I will not tell you now. It takes too long. Then I worked a little longer in America, in California again. Back to Los Angeles, then back to New York, then helping establishing the distribution with newspaper in part of New York. And then came one science conference in San Francisco, and Father was someplace in America. And I was so involved in the witnessing in New York, I called Father in this place, I forgot which city it was, and I said, Father, you know, must I really go to the San Francisco Science Conference? Because I don't know any scientists anymore. My help cannot be of great. And I'm just here determined to bring the victory. Father said, you better come. I said, really? You really mean this? Yes, sure. You better come. Okay. I'm going to San Francisco Science Conference. And then in San Francisco, in the Science Conference, we had a meeting with Father. And spoke about many things. And then, shortly before the end of the meeting, Mr. Ohm was there, then Father said, oh, you know, I think in 2 days, you better go to Germany. You must become responsible in Germany. It was so shocking and so surprising because 12 years I have been away from Germany. 12 years. So, 2 days later, I was on the airplane going back to Germany. And then, when I started my work in Germany, all the leaders came, and I must tell you, my most difficult problem has been I couldn't speak any more German. And all the leaders, they're laughing at me because every third word has been English with a French accent. I heard them, they asked, what means restoration? What means indemnity? What does he really mean with all this work, you know? So, I looked at them, they looked at me. So, anyway, so we started our work in Germany. Now, the rest you know. Concluding, I want to tell you, really, God, all over this experience, and there are thousands more, became such a reality to me. Before I came to you, I studied Mr. Sudo and preparing something else. And Mr. Sudo gave in one lecture, one word. We all have to see. Said not, we believe only in principle. Or, we follow the principle because the principle is true. The principle must become our life and our own life. And I think if we can fulfill this, if we are not only a member and believing that's the truth and believing we have to bring this truth to all the world, if we are ourselves the truth, and if really the Heavenly Father comes to ourselves, if this we can fulfill, I think then we make true parents so happy, because they expect us. And this is the time now when we have to become much deeper connected with true parents. And I see this now in the Home Church dispensation. It's not more enough to know exactly the principle, or to know the true parents, or to be able to teach. That's only a part. We have to bring the true parents' heart into the homes. And we have to incorporate in us the true parents' heart. If we cannot do this, we have big trouble. And I see this with our members. This is what I'm trying now, to really make them such kind of person that they can bring the true parents' heart in their homes. So this have been some words, and 5 minutes more. Yeah, I want to read to you one thing which came this afternoon on my desk, and I was so inspired to give this testimony to you. London North team experienced lots of spiritual guidance. The last one is here. Because in your prayer on the coming Sunday, perhaps 1 minute I can ask from your time to pray for this project. This is a report of a church. The last Sunday, that's a member who writes this, I was on the way to visit one Baptist church. When I was on my way from my center, I heard some singing from a Pentecostal church, and I looked through the church door and saw how I was invited, and I don't know how, but I was there. I was listening and praying, and a testimony of Sister Paul fascinated me so much. So later I visited the church prayer meeting and got the address of Sister Paul so that I could get more information about the dreams she had. She was very happy to invite me in a very friendly lady. She does not know that I am from One World Crusade, but I introduced as a person who is trying to work for God. In her revelations, about 3 of them gave very deep meaning to her as I wrote it down. She was praying under a dry tree with her church congregation. Someone came to that place and shouted that the rapture will take place. No one in the congregation listened to that call, so she shouted what, and then a man shouted again that the rapture is happening. So she shouted to everyone in that place and called everyone, saying that rapture is happening, but not a single person prepared to follow her to the place of rapture. So she started running towards the place of rapture. On the way, she met 2 girls, invited them for the rapture, but they did not want to follow her. So she started to run again towards the place of rapture. And she had to go under a bridge, and it was very dark.
and many people were trapped there. But she ran through the dark place and started to run through a field. Then she met a minister of her earlier church.